Minnesota News Network, I'm Sean Maloney. Between tariffs and the government shutdown, Minnesota farmers are stuck in the middle with lower prices for their crops. Governor Walz says tariffs are setting the country back.
We're seeing, of course, crisis in farm country because we're not having soybean purchases made. And I'm reminding people that these purchases that China is making elsewhere outside the United States are 10-year contracts, and it's going to be very, very difficult for us to get back into the market.
Republican Congressman Tom Emmer says there is a plan to use some of that tariff money to help farmers.
A short-term solution, but it's something that they desperately need, especially with the low prices that they're getting compared to what it costs them to produce a bushel of whatever it is.
Emmer says that plan is on hold as long as the federal government is shut down. The pheasant season opens Saturday in Minnesota. DNR Commissioner Sarah Stroman says hunting is an economic driver across the state. Ortonville in western Minnesota is home to this year's governor's pheasant opener. A new survey shows that Minnesota is the eighth safest state in the country. WalletHub analyzed 52 different indicators to assess the safety of all 50 states. Minnesota ranked second in road safety, fifth in financial safety, and sixth in workplace safety. The state was middle of the road, 23rd, when it comes to personal and residential safety and emergency preparedness. Vermont was considered the safest state, with Louisiana coming in last. This is MNN. Minnesota officials and students joined together this week to raise concerns about the ongoing federal government shutdown. State Auditor Julie Blaha says the shutdown comes alongside other challenges.
It's also in the back of SNAP cuts and Medicaid cuts. It's also alongside tariffs that are rocking the economy. It's also in addition to what we have, ICE disrupting workforces.
Republican leaders have blamed the radical left for the budget stalemate. Democrats argue the cuts would harm families and public services. In other headlines, hundreds of workers at the University of Minnesota Duluth are joining thousands of employees in the U of M system wanting to join a union. DFL State Senator Jen McEwen of Duluth says the difference in paychecks is one of the leading causes.
I don't think we've ever seen in our history where the ultra-rich have an almost unfathomable amount of money, and working people continue to struggle in ways that really don't reflect the kind of output or work production that they're doing.
McEwen says the difference in wealth is causing a resurgence in unions we haven't seen before in our history. A Little Falls man was injured in a hunting accident Friday. The Morrison County Sheriff's Office says they received a call around 12:40 p.m. reporting a fall from a tree 3 miles north of Hillman. Deputies say 61-year-old Robert Hebler was bow hunting and had climbed about 20 feet into a tree when he lost his balance and fell. He was taken to a local hospital. A Morrison County man suffered a broken leg Sunday while inflating a tractor tire. Authorities say 54-year-old Dale Breath of Bertram was adding air to a tractor tire when the rim suddenly blew off, striking his leg. This is MNN.